The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus.
Lord, he whom you love is ill.
But when Jesus heard it, he said,
This illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it.
Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples,
Let us go to Judea again.
The disciples said to him,
Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you, and are you going there again?
Jesus answered,
Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble, because they see the light of this world. But those who walk at night stumble, because the light is not in them.
After saying this, he told them,
Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to awaken him.
The disciples said to him,
Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will be all right.
Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought that he was referring merely to sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly,
Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him.
Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples,
Let us also go, that we may die with him.
When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus,
Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him.
Jesus said to her,
Your brother will rise again.
Martha said to him,
I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day.
Jesus said to her,
I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
She said to him,
Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world.
When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately,
The teacher is here and is calling for you.
And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now, Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was, and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him,
Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said,
Where have you laid him?
They said to him,
Lord, come and see.
Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said,
See how he loved him.
But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said,
"Take away the stone."
Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him,
"Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days."
Jesus said to her,
"Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?"
So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said,
"Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me."
When he had said this, he cried out with a loud voice,
"Lazarus, come out."
The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them,
"Unbind him and let him go."
Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. When I was a little girl, I remember a movie. I don't remember the title. I do not remember the plot. All I remember is seeing a mummy come walking out of a cave, feet moving, all bound. Only this area around the eyes was open. Everything was bound by strips. I'll never forget that image. So in today's gospel, when we hear that Lazarus was bound by strips of cloth in a tomb with a cloth over his face, I went back to that movie, remembering the mummy. And then, as is my way, my mind jumped to another scene when I was teaching high school. And we would have groups of kids with a teacher in the middle of that group. Maybe 4 or 5 groups would compete against each other, and their goal was to wrap the teacher in toilet paper like a mummy. And toilet paper cannot be stretched. You need to wrap it carefully around and around. So several people, several members of each group, each had a roll of toilet paper. The teacher needed to stand there, and they wrapped and wrapped and wrapped around. And the first group to finish won. And then we all walked away, and the poor teacher standing there wrapped in toilet paper. And if they did a lot of toilet paper, that teacher couldn't necessarily unbind themselves. So someone had to unbind the teacher. That particular image does not hold a candle to the pain of the gospel and the loss of Mary and Martha and the friends of Lazarus. This particular gospel is heavy with emotional content and layers of meaning, layers like the wrapping around someone who has died. All of us, I think, have experienced the death of a loved one. Each of us experiences that pain differently. Each of us goes to a different place within our own hearts and in our memories. And in this gospel, Jesus went to a place of pain also. He was greatly disturbed, and he wept. All of us experience this time of grief in different ways. And there was a time several years ago when one of our parish families, in their need to process grief, in their need to go through the layers of meaning in this passage, asked me if I would meet them at the crematorium. They knew their loved one wanted to be cremated. They were going to take their ashes back east where this person was born and grew up. But on that particular day, their sense of loss was such that they needed to be a part of all the process of honoring the loved one, just as we hear in this scene from today's gospel. They were involved in the process of the dying and death of Lazarus. So on a particular day, I arrived at the crematorium, and we went inside, and this family went to this area where there was this big window, and the drape was pulled, and their loved one now was in a cardboard box. Good 6 feet, 6.5 feet, and I followed the cardboard with the loved one inside this box down the ramp into the room that had the ovens. The family is at the top of the ramp looking the whole time. And when the door opened, I was amazed at the heat that came out of the room. The ovens were on. And this family wanted to see, just like in a mortuary or at a cemetery on a beautiful day like today, and you want to stay and watch the coffin go down. In fact, you want to put some dirt on it. Everyone processes death differently. So I knew the family was watching every step of the way. I follow the coffin, this cardboard box. It's on a gurney. It stops. I take my hand. I'm holding holy water. And I knew they needed to see a way that God was in that moment of death with them. And so I sprinkled this cardboard box as much as I could with the holy water. We need symbols to process our pain. And then I began to pray out loud as Jesus did in front of that stone with the tomb with Lazarus outside. I knew they could not hear me. The ovens were on, but I tried to make my mouth move as much as it could so they could see and once again experience God in that moment of death, that God was there and their loved one was in God. I finished praying. They raised the gurney. They turned it. They opened the door of the oven. They put the coffin in the cardboard box, and they closed it. And then I started to cry. Like Jesus, I needed to weep. Our feelings rise and fall. We have every intention of being present for one another. And just like Jesus, who knew what he was going to do, his emotions at that moment also involved expressing them out loud. And I turned and walked away as they closed that oven door and walked up the ramp. And we looked at each other, this family and I. We hugged, we prayed again, and we walked into the light of day. And I kept saying out loud, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Even though we had had a memorial, even though we had said prayers, we cannot say enough to one another and to ourselves, God is in this moment. So on that particular day, we honored a loved one. And in this gospel, Jesus turns to that tomb, hears people wailing all around him, knows that they need to experience what he's about to do, and prays out loud, saying, "I know that you know, God, but they need to know." And then he says, "Lazarus, come out." No one helped until he's outside of the darkness. Then Jesus says, "Unbind him." No one helped when he was in the darkness. That happens to us also. There are moments when we are in darkness, and there are times we don't even know how to ask for help. And there are times when the help happens, God, always deeper than any pain. And we come forth. We know that our prayer, that a prescription, that a phone call, that something helped, that changed, and you were able to step out of your darkness. Lazarus stepped out of the darkness. And now he has a new life. We have moments of new life. We all have layers. Even in the history of the Israelites, they had layers of learning, who is this God? They had an experience of being in such darkness that it was like dry bones. They had been in exile in Babylon. They felt no life was left for them as a country, and yet God breathed life back into them and gave them a future to hope in. That is the process of this gospel too, that God gave Lazarus a future to hope in. Those who were there witnessed, "I want to follow so I can have that life also," because they heard, "I am the life." And so they followed. They came to believe. In fact, so many came to believe. The leaders of the Jewish religion said, "This is the last straw. Too much now. He's giving the people too much, and they are following him." And that's when they began to plot his death. With the raising of Lazarus, Jesus now was on his way to being arrested and go to his own death. But death is not the last word. As we know, with any Good Friday, with any period of darkness, there is the invitation to a resurrected life. And Jesus went through his own suffering and death and burial in a tomb that was sealed by a stone, and it was not strong enough for the life to come forth that we might have life. This coming Sunday is Palm Sunday, and we will re-enter the moments of the last days of the life of Jesus Christ, who kept focused on being life for us to such an extent that he let go of his life, that a new life could come from it greater than anything we've ever known. And with this new life, Jesus says, nothing is impossible with God. If you are in any darkness, and you feel like it is a tomb, and you've not shared it, and you've not known really even how to pray for it, maybe today you can say to God, "Enter my darkness, unbind me, help me to leave my own darkness and to go forth. Or you call someone and say, can we meet for coffee? I need to let something out so new light can come in. And trust that process. That is the gift of this gospel, that Jesus exhibited power and raised someone back to life from their darkness, and then gives us the power to now unbind one another. May we do that in the power of Jesus Christ and go forward, awaiting our own resurrected life day after day. Amen.